As I mentioned in the introduction, this birth we celebrate today is not just a historic event, but is a gift for us here and now to be born afresh in our own lives. James Finlay points out that although there was no room in the inn, as our reading shows, Christ was born anyway, in the manger, in a cattle shed. And this is true in our own lives. We are caught up in the daily hustle and bustle, and there's no room in the inn, but Christ is born anyway. Often we are looking around in the inn, wondering why the Messiah isn't delivering. We look in the obvious places of success or social approval for God's manifestation. The nice, presentable, predictable, popular places, and we miss the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, born in us, here and now. We need to make room for this birth. As Neil Donald Walsh says, there's only one way to bring in the new. You must make room for it. Making room to hear the voice that calls us the beloved of God, to allow this to seep into our beings, which takes time. We don't just get it in our heads. It has to seep into our being, and we have to make room for that, for this voice that calls all of creation the beloved of God. That's conversion, and it takes time and requires us to make room for it. And we are called to search in the more humble, quiet, overlooked places in the world and in our own lives, and stumble across the Christ child in the ordinary, unexpected, unglamorous, undemanding places, even the places of failure and humiliation. And I'll add especially the places of failure and humiliation from my own experience. But these places, these unexpected places that are already here in our own backyards. And Jesus said, "What you have done to the least of these, you have done to me." This is where we find Christ, the lowest, the least of these places. Not in the palace, not even in the inn, but in the lowly cattle shed. Your life is the birthplace of Christ. Unconditional, no matter how crowded or jaded, overlooked or broken, you have found favor with God, and Christ is born in you anyway. Our response, the invitation to us, is to receive the grace of this gift of God's unconditional love, and to nurture it into fullness of expression. And this is a question I want to leave each of us with. How can we make room to hear this voice so that this knowledge of our belovedness seeps in to our being, and the knowledge of the belovedness of all of creation seeps into our being? And how can we make room for this Christ life to flourish and take form in us and through us? And finally, how can we be the expression of hope and light in this dark night, allowing it to become the holy night of Emmanuel's coming, God with us in this place and this time? Amen.